Trevor Woods from SB Nation's Maize and Brew on the scene in Scottsdale, Arizona for all the festivities surrounding the Michigan vs. TCU matchup. Winner heads to the national championship in 2023, a couple weeks out at SoFi Stadium in Englewood. On Thursday afternoon, Michigan, they had their team media day. I was on hand, gathered some interviews, and in this podcast, we're going to have interviews from J.J. McCarthy, co-offensive coordinator Sherrone Moore, tight end Luke Schoonmaker, linebacker Junior Colson. And we're going to start with Michigan's quarterback, the 19-year-old J.J. McCarthy, who is certainly wise beyond his years. And in the discussion with J.J., we don't really talk about football. We talk about his spiritual side, his motivational side, and his philosophical side. And if you follow J.J. on Instagram or any social media on a consistent basis, he's posting quotes that could be from a generation ago, an epoch ago, a century ago, a millennia ago, from every part of the globe, Eastern philosophy, Western philosophy. And that's what the discussion that JJ and I had was about. So take a listen and hang in from there.
You said you want to be a beacon of light, and you're always posting, you know, it could be our canvas like this one. Maybe it's not about happy ending. Maybe it's about this story. So him, it could be Ralph Waldo Emerson. It could be a Plato. So how long have you loved philosophy or, like, spiritual type philosophy?
I just always was naturally gravitated towards it because you turn on the TV nowadays and one of the first things that pop on is the news, and it's always talking about all the killings and all the horrible things that's happening in this world, and just being able to use my influence in a positive way and spread positive news, and then maybe someone picks up on that and inspires them to go down the same route and find better ways to better themselves. So it's just all about promoting personal growth and personal change and positive direction.
Do you have any favorite philosophers? Because you're posting them every day.
I love Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu is always a great one. I mean, the way I look at it, there's so many philosophers out there that just don't have the label as philosophers.
Sure. Yeah, they could be even scientists, astrophysicists, or
even
everything
artists,
else. Artists, musicians.
Exactly.
Football players.
Yes.
Do you have a certain favorite era of philosophy? Have you taken any courses so far in college?
I did, but I had to drop out because Michigan made it way too hard and it was not fun.
Yeah. You know what transcendentalism is?
Yes.
Being at one with nature.
100%.
Do you consider yourself a bit of a transcendentalist in your travels?
Sure. Yes.
And do you think that impacts you in practice as a leader 100%. And everything else?
Yeah,
100%. How so?
I try to make sure that I'm only giving off that positive energy and only giving off like a positive aura. And I feel like that just kind of roots me and keeps me grounded in that every single day, making sure I make a commitment to that lifestyle. And it's benefited my life in so many ways more than football.
And you're 19 years old, and certainly you've learned a lot from Coach Harbaugh. You say that it's a father-son relationship, but the happy warrior thing this year and everything that goes along with it, could you say it's fair that Coach Harbaugh's learned some things from you too?
Yeah, I mean, we're all learning from everyone in every situation. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from all the beautiful people in here. But that's one of the things that I really value about him is that he doesn't have that closed mindset. He's always open-minded to everything and always just a sponge of new information. And the best thing about it, too, is he doesn't have a huge ego involved, which he calls it his burnt wood. It's all just no emotions involved. What's the truth? And that's something that's really powerful.
Next up is Luke Schoonmaker, who talks about team unity.
So, earlier this month, you posted this, a video of Sandersley after the Ohio State game, patting Coach Harbaugh on the shoulder saying, I love this guy. You said this is the team culture 24/7. Could you expound upon that?
Well, I woke up and saw that video, and it put such a fire in me. Like, that is how it is. Like, just the selflessness on this team and the love that we have for each other and the love that Coach Harbaugh has for everybody. That's what has brought us so much success and such a turnaround in our building that we've set a standard for the work that we're going to put in and leave all the ego aside and just play for each other. And that is how it is in the building all the time. And it's just such a great thing to be a part of.
And on that same tweet, JJ, he said, "That's my captain." What does it mean to have a young 19-year-old quarterback yeah. like that who's carving his own legacy of, yeah. of leadership and playmaking
yeah.
on the team?
It's an honor to have him make a comment like that. But I just try and, you know, I think my style of leadership is more of like the smaller group or like the one-on-one connections. I have so many great relationships with guys on the team and so many guys that, I just love, you know, talking to, having conversations with, making jokes, and being able just to relate on a personal level and check in with guys, make sure they're doing well, joke around with them, just so that they know, you know, I've got their back and I mean it. And that's honestly just what this team is about. So it's great to be a part of.
Now, does that type of unity make moments like this, talking to me, being in this room,
yeah.
what's going to happen on Saturday, even more special because of those relationships?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just coming off of that game last year where, you know, we had worked so hard the whole year to get to that point, and it was tough. It was tough to, you know, you saw pictures of Mike Morris or some of the other guys just standing on the field watching that ceremony, and that was the whole team. Just a really tough loss, something that we had worked so hard for, but it was motivation.
What's the last year been like since then, the motivation yeah. perspective?
Yeah, yeah.
Because last year things were kicked up a notch, you could say that's why you guys went as far as you did, but yeah. what about since then?
Yeah. Just knowing that we can be back here. You know, we have the guys to do it. We have the coaches to do it, the hard work to do it, and, you know, look where we are. And I think last year was just a great example of setting that standard. So to come in this year in the off season, into camp, into the season, following that same standard and raising it in ways even more, you know, like tightening down all the little details in those little, you know, discipline aspects. But that's what's brought us here again.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, best of luck to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And here's Sherrone Moore talking about a text from John Madden to Jim Harbaugh about the offensive line last season, Moore's relationship with Harbaugh, the team focus. That's a business trip heading into this Fiesta Bowl, and some more.
Coach Moore, Trevor Woods.
How you doing, man? Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. You've got a couple of points. Awesome. Last year, I'm sure you know, John Madden, after he was still alive, after the Ohio State game, he sent Jim a text saying that it was the most impressive offensive line performance he's ever seen. Just curious what that meant to you then and what that means to you now.
Yeah, it meant a lot. It took a lot of pride in that. I still got that up on my wall in my house.
Jim told you to frame it.
Oh, yeah, it's up there. Not much else you could say, just besides an honor, and I know the kids took a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, and today, another thing, I'm curious what it means to you, is a little bit ago, Coach Harbaugh was up there, said nobody bleeds blue more than you.
That's right.
Said you're like a brother.
Yeah.
So what can you say about that? What can you say about him and your relationship?
Man, I love Coach Harbaugh. I'm behind him. He is a brother to me. I'll do anything for him. I know he'd do the same for me. And I do, man. I love this university. I feel like I went here. And I know I didn't. And I hope I can just keep doing enough to be called a Michigan man.
Now, Coach Harbaugh has called this team Happy Warriors this year. So, and I'm seeing lots of smiles on all you guys today, yeah. but it's such a serious sport and such a serious weekend for you guys. And especially for somebody like you who has a unit to coach in the trenches. And for example, before the Ohio State game, I saw you, man, giving a lively speech to that group. Yeah, you remember it. And some of the words I can't say, neither can you say.
Right.
But it was a great speech, and it sure seemed to have done the trick. But how do you balance the strength and kindness to being a happy warrior?
I mean, One, my family always raised me to be a gentle, mature, humble person. And I'm always going to be polite. I'm always going to do things the right way. But when we're on the field between those white lines, like, I want those players to turn it on, so I got to do the same. And it's different when you're out there. You're in a battle, so you can't have the same temperament you're going to have on the field. Out of normalcy, so that's where, you know, when you get out there, it's a whole different ball game.
It's been a long journey since the moment you guys walked off the field at the conclusion of the Orange Bowl last year, and then just all that blood, sweat, and tears, the hours, the a.m., probably 3 a.m. hours spent, you know, and then not leaving until it was nightfall again. Just how serious have you taken this week, man?
Yeah, I mean, the whole team, just the staff, done an incredible job. Everybody on offense, defense, special teams, Coach Harbaugh, the schedule, the players. I mean, it's just, it's a business trip, and we all know it. We all know what the goal is and what we're trying to do. And this is what we're all about. And this is why you work so hard in January through now to get to this moment, this point.
Yeah, and the vision doesn't stop here, right?
That's right.
All right, well, good luck, man. Good luck to you.
And finally, linebacker Junior Colson.
Junior, can you assess how you guys have fared against scrambling quarterbacks this year?
I think we fared pretty well against scrambling quarterbacks. I'm not seeing that how many big explosive plays that they were able to create with their legs. And I put that up to our pass rush and, you know, our D-line. It will, you know, collapse the pocket. It will, you know, make them don't give them room and space to run. And I think they've been doing a great job doing that.
Now, how many quarterbacks have you knocked out of the defense, knocked out of games this year? Maryland, Tagovailoa, he went out for a bit and was certainly hobbled. Mm-hmm. And then Nebraska's starting quarterback, he got knocked out of the game. Am I missing one? Is there anybody else who came out?
I don't really know. I'm just focused on playing the ball.
There you go.
I'm just focused on playing the ball. Well, I don't really know that much. Well, who's in and out.
You just square somebody up and hit them, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, yes, can you evaluate what you've seen from Max Duggan so far?
He's a hard worker. You can tell he works hard. He, you know, he loves the game. So he puts his whole heart into it. And I think he's gonna be a great competitive guy to go against.
Now, you probably obviously watched his film and specifically the end of that game against Kansas State. Mm-hmm. So, hard competitor. That was pretty wild of a quarterback performance, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that was an awesome quarterback performance. Yeah. He basically took the team on his back. You know, so he brought him all the way down there, carried him there. But, like, you know, we just can't give him life, can't give him room to breathe. We'll do our game, do our stuff.
So a little bit ago, I asked Hodges Tomlinson some questions, and one of his responses was, he said that size doesn't matter in football. What would you say to that?
He's right. Well, our DB, Mikey, he's been playing phenomenal this year. He's made a set in the edge. Who set the edge against tight end? Who hit an old lineman? I don't really think size matters. It's just about, like, what are you going to do out there, you know? What are you going to play? You're going to give it your all and all that stuff. So, you know, it's huge.
That's a good perspective. Now, Harbaugh's been saying all year, happy Warriors. JJ says it too. You're certainly a guy. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're smiling at me right now, but you always got a smile on your face.
I do.
Very serious too.
Yeah,
but
I'm very serious.
But what does it say about this team when you're able to smile and have fun even when things are so adverse and crazy?
We're just happy to be winning. You know, we're happy to be winning, and so we've never had to, like, you know, face those type of adversities. It's like mostly, I don't know, Coach puts it into, like, really good words. You know, like, when you win, you're happy. You know, you're not trying to be sad, you're not trying to have those type of feelings, so just keep winning.
So from you personally, right now, what's different this week compared to last year in the bowl prep?
I think we're more serious. We're more locked in. We're more focused. We'll go out there and, you know, perform, do what we got to do, and just, you know, execute out there and finish.
Hey, good luck, man.
So, thank you.
That'll wrap up our podcast coverage from the Michigan Media Day at the Fiesta Bowl. My biggest takeaway from the day was something Jim Harbaugh said. Harbaugh said that the team was basically asking him if they could just practice and not have to go to the media day. That's how locked in they are. And Harbaugh said, trust me, if I could, I wouldn't come. But obligations are obligations, and that's why we have some content to share with you. So thanks to the whole team for showing up, and thanks to the likes of J.J. McCarthy, Sherrone Moore, Luke Schoonmaker, and Junior Colson for taking a few minutes out of a busy day and a busy week for them to give good old Mason Brew some things to brew upon. So this has been Trevor Woods. Follow me on Twitter at WoodsFootball, and stay back and keep a lookout, because there's going to be post-game reaction podcast. We're going to have a Getting to Know the Opponent podcast with the fine guy from CBS Sports. And absolutely excited for all the coverage I'm going to have on site and the rest of our guys at the site. So thank you so much for being a part of my journey this season that has taken me to some sweltering heat days in Ann Arbor to some blistering cold days across the Midwest, and to the gates of hell, in which is Columbus, Ohio, to see a Michigan victory there. What a journey. What a journey it's been, with a stop in Indianapolis, hoisting up a Big Ten championship trophy included. And it's been a whirlwind, been the best of ways. And just always remember, you're a part of this too. And we'll be talking to you soon.